Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. So, there have been show chat members who have had to sit down for a little bit when they steal thunder. I don't care for that at all. I don't know how you could assume that I wouldn't touch on what you're trying to touch on right now. You two dumbasses. David in Hudsonville, enjoy your time out. And Black Belt Nick, how about eating some time out? Also there, every one of these people, just they look suspicious to me. Founder of Auntie Anne's Pretzels, Ann Byler, she's going to be there. Paul and Hannah McClure of Bethel Music. There are some people that you've heard of. Star of Duck Dynasty, Willie Robertson. I thought that guy was dead. I thought he died. Willie Robertson is going to be there. Calvin Johnson, Hall of Famer, former Detroit Lion legend, one of the best who's ever laced him up. Aram says, why did they get the hammer? They got the hammer because they revealed before I revealed that Tim Tebow, which I'm telling you now, is at Life Surge Grand Rapids. If I'm there, I don't really want to hear Tim Tebow talk about anything other than his failed NFL career and about how he was a virgin, a very, very famous virgin. And I think the only thing interesting about Tim Tebow is that he said, and I believe him, that he was a virgin all the way up until marriage. And I think that that is more of a feat than winning a football game. Kuiper says, why would this be on a Saturday when college football is on? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they expect that the people who are interested in wealth, wisdom, what else? Worship and work will be more interested. It's all shitty. I mean, the Michigan team is playing someone shitty at Central Michigan. They're playing. They suck. Probably because those games are going to be a blowout. Like Michigan State's going to murder Youngstown, most likely. And Michigan is likely going to murder Central. So everybody. Besides, the fucking Michigan game, you can't even see it on any TV other than like some fucking streaming service. Tim Tebow was a virgin all the way up until marriage. Now, think about the temptation. Gigantic, handsome, ripped, muscular athlete. When he was in college, he won the Heisman Trophy. He was on the top of the world. He went into the pros. He actually, had some success in the pros only because he was powered by Jesus. You know how the athletes say, thank you, Jesus? Tebow actually was saying it because Jesus actually did do things for him. Jesus actually helped Tim Tebow win football games because something happened to Tim Tebow. When he left college, he was horrible as a pro football player. And despite being horrible, he was actually able to win some big games as a pro football player. So the whole business of him being a virgin and then saving his virginity for marriage, I think, is quite a feat. And what I would want to know is he needs to be honest with people. Like, he needs to be asked the question and he has to answer. So, look, man, you no doubt pounded your own putt, right? You had to have. Or does he just ignore the sexual urges and lets his body have a nocturnal emission? Which that does, you know, somewhat settle things down. Like, if you're super horny and you wake up and it's like, oh my God, what the fuck? You have controlled your horny level there. Amy says he's probably one of those guys that doesn't count anal or BJs. I personally don't believe him. I do. I believe that he did do that. I think that feat is just as impressive as winning those football games with Jesus in the huddle. And then if he did jack his joint and or have a nocturnal emission, what did you do about that? Did you, did you call your religious leader and tell them? Did you tell your mom? Did you show your mom what you did? Did you taste it? I mean, I don't know what actually happened there. And then let's just say, for the sake of this discussion, he is able to control himself. He doesn't touch himself and for some reason does not have any nocturnal emissions, wet dream, and then gets married to that woman, whoever his lovely better half is. Can you imagine? Oh. She would look like a gigantic life-size toaster strudel. Big Buddha says, I would pay to watch a show where you interviewed him with these questions. LOL. EZ. Did you end up buying the ultimate ticket to get your picture with Willie, Tebow, and Megatron? Stevie says he probably was a two-pump chump. Starman says Laura Branigan starts to play in the background. All right, so Tim Tebow in town. Some of you knew about that before I talked about it on here. Because Black Belt Nick and Dave in Hudsonville decided to tell everybody what was going on the Dave and Black Belt Nick show. As I understand it, it's $500 a ticket for Life Surge Grand Rapids. All right. If I'm on the radio when this event is happening, I'm getting these people on the air. They're dying to get some publicity. This might even be something that I am able to get these guys on the air. I'm going to give it the college try. Say, hello, Life Surge, Eric Zane Show podcast. I noticed that you have the number one podcaster in America with you. I am the number one podcast in Grand Rapids. I have no idea if that's true, by the way. Will you come on to promote Life Surge? Okay. I have to let the dogs out here. So this is going to be a longer than normal intermission. Before I let you go, though, I am going to kick out Facebook and YouTube. Thank you so much for being here. Follow with a week free on Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thank you for being here. For the rest of you, I will be back in moments. Like I said, it'll be a little bit longer because O'Neill has to go potty and I don't want to keep my guy waiting. Got a lot more to get to on this edition of the show. Stand by, please. All right, thank you so much for your patience. I had to take my pooches out. I didn't actually take them out before the show started. And despite that, I was still incredibly late. It's been a week. And not anything like terrible happening. Sure, we've had our ups and downs, like who doesn't, you know? But I've just been very, very busy. Very, very busy, and no complaints about that. Ready to go with a Big Fraud Wednesday tonight. We'll do Who Are These Free Beers? Show number 68, the live stream, which you can get as it happens at patreon.com/Eric Zane with a 7-day free trial. So much fun. And then the audio available after that, maybe a day or two. It just depends on how quickly I can get to it. But the folks who have the $10 a month on Patreon, that's awesome. You're able to get the first crack at it. So think about signing up for Patreon so you can get access to that. Plus the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, which is always a hoot. A hoot! Yes! And it's going on tonight. I will say this. On my edition of Who Are These Free Beers, I am 100% powered by audience suggestions. Two people in particular, most of it is from Pat Phipps, one of our MAGA brothers, who has recently defected over and now subscribes on Patreon, and he's very, very helpful. He gave me, with timestamps, a number of leads on clips. I used most of them, but not all of them. One in particular stands out that I'm not going to play now, but I'll give you a heads up about it. It is Steve, again, talking, which is just not a great thing. Despite all of his years of being involved in radio, I have never witness someone who's had that type of time frame for employment, yet not really assimilating in any way or over time getting any type of ability to talk. We get a way too detailed story from Steve again, and I think the only thing overshadowing the details is the sheer boredom of it. Which, if Steve's talking, it's boring. The only thing Steve talks about these days are his kids. Now, I would talk about my kids, too. But if I'm going to talk about my kids, it's going to be them being assholes or doing something that is so show-stoppingly ridiculous, it has to be featured in the historic framework of the show. You think back to any time that I talked about my kids or my wife on the show, it was over something big. Steve talks about his son eating a cracker. I shit you not. He does not have the ability to discern, nor do any of the people, Free Beer especially, to discern what is interesting to talk about or what is superfluous or pointless. Donut Dan offers up Jim with the solar system project. Gigantic. Francis says your kids' stories are hilarious. Most people's aren't. Yeah, and all that is common sense. When something ridiculous happens, you file that shit away and you talk about either the next day or you wait till the right opportunity. But they don't do that. Francis, another defector in the great state of Maryland by way of Tennessee. Clown of Carnage says, I bet it's as exciting as when he talked about potty training. Oh, God, what an asshole. Like, if you're telling a potty training story, it's got to be wrought with ridiculousness. Like the kid stuck his hands in his pants, got the shit out, and wiped it on the TV. Now, that's a keeper. Shit on the TV, yes. But just being a success or not a success at potty training does not... No, don't talk about it on the radio, you dumb dick. God. No Stevie tonight. She's going to see Youngblood. I don't know who that is. Donut Dan says, yeah, like when my son drove the car into the garage with the bicycles on the roof rack. Outstanding. Black Belt Nick, there better be shit. There better be shit like when mine shit across the front room when I changed his first diaper. Now, I had to assume you meant shit because you typed it. And you are the new fan favorite when it comes to horrible chat skills. You fat finger it, and then you don't, and then you just send it without actually reading it. You dumb dick. It says Stevie has the hots for young blood. He's a 28-year-old dude. Let's take a look at who Stevie has the hots for. Okay. This has all of the required things to cause a bit of excessive moisture buildup in our beloved Stevie. Chiseled face, jawline, pouty lips, check. Brooding, serious face with amazing makeup. Excellent hair, beautiful hairline. You got this little wispy coming down over the face as well as this little flap here. So that's all good. Jewelry. He's got the earring going. And then he's got the couple of necklaces. He's holding up the cross with excellently adorned rings and bracelets and whatnot. What appears to be a jacket with an enormous fur collar. No shirt on underneath, which what looks underneath it like an athlete's body. Lean, slender, and not an ounce of fat on him. He's got the requisite bad boy belt buckle. He's so attractive in this picture that some lady named Gina says, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my dignity has left me. She's suggesting that she's just swooning over young blood. Heather says, what a man. This is Heather. So he is a, okay, this woman looks to be this, okay, mommy age, which Stevie is not a mommy, but she's definitely mommy age. I'm guessing the crowd, all women, Stevie's age. She says, I'm going to be a puddle tonight. Okay, well, I appreciate you sharing that. Now, is Rob going? I need to know if Rob's going to be there. Because if you go to the Young Blood show and, you know, okay, he is going. So this is what the forecast calls for. Rob is going to have to perform. Like, there's going to have to be some satisfaction. She's going to be ready. Her barren womb might even come to life because of this show. Rob better bring like a couple of chisels and something to scrape off his face when he's done being sat on after the show in the back seat of that car. He's going to look like a Krispy Kreme. Stevie says, no, the womb is in the landfill where it belongs. Bob says, the show is going to smell like a fish market in August to see young blood, and I believe that. I mean, look at that guy. He's a sex machine. We have new audience member who just followed. I appreciate that. It says SATVIRGILL 2657. I'm just going to say Gil, welcome. Okay. I wonder if there's any other pictures of Youngblood. He performs music? Is that, here he is with Steven Tyler. Steven looks good in this picture. Someone says that is not Steven Tyler in the picture. I don't know. Looks like him to me. Here he is, this pose. Here he is with, I think, Lenny Kravitz. A lot of people want to be around Youngblood. All right, Stevie. This is Youngblood and Joe Perry, who's got his birthday today. You know that? Joe Perry from Aerosmith turned 75 years old. All right. I'd love to check out his music. That's the lady who runs my fantasy football team right there. Her name's Kelly. She's super sweet. Rebecca says, perfect opportunity to test the privacy tint. You might want to not let Rob get as, rip on cannabis that he usually does if you're hoping to score after the Youngblood show. I mean, if you're looking for some action and Rob's completely out of his mind stoned, it's going to be rough. Bob says Youngblood is the guy that butchered the VMA Ozzy tribute. Really? Youngblood VMA Ozzy tribute. It's described as a jaw-dropping VMA's tribute to Ozzy. I'll probably get some kind of YouTube ticket, but, you know, who cares? Yoda World's not convinced. He says, yeah, from what I'm seeing, this guy must be incredibly annoying. I don't know, man. I think that might be some jealousy. Steven Tyler, Joe Perry, Youngblood singing Mom, I'm Coming Home. What's there not to like about that? The next video is Hoof Doctor. That's what I watch, by the way. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about there. I didn't see any problem with that. some critical opinions here on this. Steven Tyler still sounds great. David says it sucks. Aram says he should not sing Ozzy's music. Tophus says it's awful. Hey, look, I'm as critical as anybody, and I thought that that sounded great. It was the ending, a climactic finish of a great song. I mean, that song is an all-timer. Starman says Steven Tyler. Okay, I read that. Aram says neither should, quite frankly. Frankly, that's a lot of coming. Megan says, yeah, it sure was. Yoda World says, someone liked it, not for me. Overwhelmingly, I haven't found one person that liked that. Man Bun Chris says, Youngblood is great, but I don't know if you like that. Scott says, stab me in the ears. Tophus says, how dare they ruin Ozzy's music, fucking twats. Bob says, it's awful. Aram says he ruined it. Everybody hates it. Rebecca adds, how do all the old rockers still sound good? They've done so much stupid shit, but can still belt it out. David says, there's a reason Steven Tyler is not touring. His voice is shot. Man Bun Chris says, same people who bashed Ozzy when he passed away. Well, that did sound bad. I'm not going to lie to you. Steven Tyler sounded great there. Youngblood sounded great. You're all dumb fucks. Every single one of you jealous fucking bastards. You wouldn't know anything good if it hit you in the fucking face. That was outstanding. Aram says even Stevie is not supporting that performance. I don't believe that at all. She did not say that. You're putting words into her mouth. Tophus adds, that performance sucked. Dirty hobo dick. I don't know. I'm all about it. I need to hear more of Youngblood's music, I think. Because I liked it. I'm not going to just say I don't like it because all you dickheads are saying you don't like it. There's comments that Steven Tyler has gotten plastic surgery. I didn't pick up on it. Stevie says that performance was great. Bob is jealous. I think they're all jealous. I would like to see or hear more, and I am 10% attracted to him, to Youngblood. Okay? Now, that's not a lot, but that's more than my average. I am, as you know, I'm 8% gay, but I'm 10% interested in Youngblood physically. I'm not even suggesting that my doink is even off of the sack in any way. I'm just saying I'm intrigued by his appearance. So all of you assholes talking shit about Youngblood, Steven Tyler, and Joe Perry are just that, assholes. Kaiser Games is here. Says, I thought it was a cool tribute. Piano Finger Banger says, Steven Tyler is a goddamn national treasure.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.
Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Francis agrees. Man Bun Chris says, I never thought Easy would be covering Youngblood. Worlds collide. I had never heard of Youngblood until today when I found out that Stevie was going. And when I saw that someone who, like Stevie, who, I mean, those are some old buzzard tendencies. Stevie is an old buzzard. Going to see Youngblood made me think this is all she needs to kind of stoke that fire. Sometimes old buzzard women, they want to feel horny too. And this is what you got to do. Now, Rob, if he plays his cards right, her husband, and does not get too obliterated, he could get lucky himself. Maybe have Rob put on the eye makeup. Rob's lean, I know that. So if you give him the jacket with the fur collar and you darken his hair and get rid of the green hair, you might be able to make him look somewhat like Youngblood if you maybe smoke lots of pot yourself. Man Bun Chris, I think, makes an excellent point. This, he writes, essentially comes down to old people don't like young people honoring people. Grumpy Gusses, he describes it as. I'll take it a step further. I think that old people don't like young people doing cool shit. All right? This is the equivalent of when we were young, or people like me when I was young. Old people saying, what do you want to cut your hair? What are you doing listening to that noise? Oh, my God, I'm an old asshole fuckface cocksucker. That's what this is. You're all a bunch of old dicks. I am so glad that I am not at all like you with your bah humbug. Aram's here. He writes, I was hoping Rob would be sitting in for Stevie on the Ben and Eric podcast. Yeah, you know, the thing about Rob is when it happens, and I'm excited about it too. The next time we can have Rob taking pipe rips and getting stoned to the bone on the show, you know. Francis writes, did y'all see the film Be Cool? Such a good movie. Steven Tyler was so good in that. I did not. Is that the one with John Travolta? Isn't that a follow-up to Get Shorty? Tophus says, you know it's bad if Tophus and I are in agreement on it. Whatever. Becca Shea would prefer him with long hair, though. He probably has had long hair. You might have to look that up. If this is a homework assignment, and you don't have to report back. But ladies, if any of you have a proclivity to self-diddle. You could possibly get some joy out of images of Youngblood. And I don't none of you comment on that. I don't want that. I'm just saying that function may take place at some time. You might be like, ah, you know, I'm going to see what this young. And then the next thing you know, it's like, okay, all right, this is happening. It's a very natural thing, by the way. Let's see. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, old chicks need love too. Piano Finger Banger says, easy, give us your top five rock bands. I will do that. But I don't necessarily listen to these bands. I have in the past, and I still will, but I may not have in a while. But I have to go heritage artists on all of these. To me, that's the parameter I'm looking at. I'm going to, and like you said, give us your top five rock bands. I'm going to go of all time. And it's no surprises. Mine is all the stuff you have listened to and heard before and all of the deeper material. Like when I put The Who on my list, which I am, you know, I've listened to Quadrophenia, both discs or albums, you know, in their entirety. You have to listen to the whole thing. You know, to me, that is the greatest release by the band The Who is Quadrophenia. The Who is in there. The Rolling Stones. The Beatles. Led Zeppelin. And AC/DC. Those are the five, in my opinion, the top five rock bands based on personal preference. I prefer them over honorable mentions. Aerosmith. Pink Floyd. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, who I might actually put Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers ahead of the Rolling Stones. Depends on what day of the week you get me. I'm struggling to think of any more. Tophus says Tom Petty is definitely better than the Rolling Stones. ZZ Top. I'll include ZZ Top in my honorable mention. The first concert I ever saw was ZZ Top. It was at the Pine Knob Music Theater during the tour to support an album, the album Eliminator. That was the album where ZZ Top got big on MTV. The gym teacher. Oh, wait a minute. Don't forget about Bruce Springsteen, Bob Seger. You know what? I got to rework the list. Stones are out. Bob Seger is in. Beatles aren't moving. Tom Petty could remove AC/DC or Led Zeppelin. That's a possibility. Bruce Springsteen, absolutely. So any one of those honorable mentions, I think, could somehow squeeze onto the list. The only knock I have on AC/DC is that it's the same song. But I love them all. Aerosmith, Tom Petty, Pink Floyd, ZZ Top, Bruce Springsteen, and the Rolling Stones will be in my honorable mentions. This is all a great honor for all these artists. If you have any other suggestions, by all means, leave them. Metallica, although Lars is a horrible drummer. Not on my list. I would prefer Megadeth over Metallica. Killswitch Engage. Not my cup of tea, but I know many of you love that. CCR, yeah, you got that's a standby too. You got to include Creedence Clearwater Revival. I love John Fogerty. Francis says, I am a native Houstonian, and my friend's dad thinks he was the inspiration for ZZ Top's beards. They didn't have them when they lived down the street from him, but he would walk daily, and he did have a huge beard, and they would be sitting on their porch and later grew the beards. Black Sabbath gets a nomination. Also on the honorable mention list, I love Black Sabbath. Plus, Ozzy Osbourne solo. You know, you got to go with that. I still can't take anybody out of my top five, though. If there would be anything, it would be Tom Petty for AC/DC. I think he is the tip top, along with the Rolling Stones, of my honorable mention selection. Alan adds, picking Megadeth over Metallica killed me inside a little bit. Kaiser says Dave Mustaine is a terrible singer. Great guitar player, though. Well, the thing about a Megadeth song is, you're right, I wouldn't even call it singing. It's kind of like a spoken word. Hello, me. Meet the real me. Just like the Pied Piper. Led rats through the streets, just like the marionette, waved through the symphony of destruction. I love that. There's so much more melody to it, you know? Just the way he builds those songs with that doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. The beat of it, it's more driving and pronounced in its pace, if that makes any sense. What about Uncle Ted? Ted is going to be an also mentioned. You know I love a good Ted Nugent song. Shimmy, shimmy, coca pop, nonstop, boogie pop, wham, bam, boogie, woogie, baby. Telling a story. Tovis wrote, telling a story while making you want to punch babies. Okay. Yeah, that would be Megadeth songs. This all conversation started over the artist Youngblood. Okay. I think it's running out of steam, though. You know what I haven't done since we started talking on this edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast, outside of talking about Impact Power Sports, mentioning the amazing sponsors that help make this show possible? If you would, please remember them. In West Michigan, if you want to sell your home or you're looking to buy one, the realtor of choice is Adam Kasari, 616-914-4061. That's 616-914-4061. Call or text Adam today. TC Paintball. Boy, did we have fun in our last paintball war, number 25. The September Slaughter. We're going to do 26 very soon. I just got to schedule it with Rick. I would like to get folks who have been on the fence about playing paintball to commit. You really help me out when you show up at the paintball events or when you support any of my sponsors. It illustrates that your support moves the meter for the businesses that support my show. So, when I do announce the next paintball war, please join us. Until then, you can book your own paintball event at TC Paintball. Online at tcpaintballgr.com. You walk in, you fill out a waiver, you give them a few bucks, you get your gear, you get your gun, you get your mask, get your paint, you get your fun. For a paintball event, for a workplace team building, maybe the kids in the neighborhood want to do something fun with the dads. Perhaps it's a bachelor party. My God, you will have a ball at TC Paintball. Online at tcpaintballgr.com. Tophus says Ted Nugent can fuck right off. Well, you see, I understand why you're saying that, but you're kind of combining worlds here. You're combining Ted Nugent's political opinions with his music. And I want you to know that that is loser behavior. You can't. It's not allowed. Ted Nugent's music is fucking incredible. Jimi Hendrix is on the list, by the way. But I think I'm going to put Jimmy on the also mentioned list because, you know, he doesn't have an enormous body of work. He wasn't alive long enough. Same with Nirvana. All the grunge bands are going to be also mentioned because everybody knows that every one of those grunge bands are overrated. Soundgarden, Pearl Jam, Nirvana. They're recognized, but they're in the also mentioned. They're not nearly in the same league as any of these other bands. I may just by heritage put Jimmy and Ted into honorable mention. Chris Cornell's solo gets in there. In fact, I'll put him with Soundgarden. Prince. Prince is going in honorable mention. Maureen's first concert was Blue Oyster Cult. My God. Bob Dylan is the greatest singer ever. I don't know if you're being serious or not. Young Bob Dylan had a great voice. He's had some problems with his age. Dylan has got to be honorable mention. His songwriting is one of a kind. Aram says, I thought this list was classic rock. This list is definitely impossible now. Yeah, you're right. It kind of was. I was going with the heritage artist, but you got to understand. Prince covered many genres, and that was 30, 40 years ago. And Nirvana, that's early 90s. So if you were to look at the playlist of a classic rock radio station, all of these artists are on it. David says, how did a top five list become listing everyone? Well, I made that clear to you. I said I got my top five, which I gave, The Who, Bob Seger, The Beatles, Led Zeppelin, AC/DC. But I expanded it because I kept getting suggestions from audience members to add the honorable mention category and the others receiving votes. Man Bun Chris says, well, is your first concert easy? That was ZZ Top. While I'm still here, I'm running out of time, I know. Thank you to Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. If you want to get your car repaired, your regular old-fashioned car, EV, or hybrid, go to Irvine's. Stand by. I need a drink. ERVines.com. Call them at 616-532-6600. 616-532-6600. And they have free loaner cars at Irvine's. Aram says, did Eric Zane mention Led Zeppelin? Bob says Led Zeppelin sucks. Yes, I absolutely did. The Who, Bob Seger, the Beatles, Led Zeppelin, and AC/DC are my top five. Thank you, as always, to Frank Fuss. If you want to get help with insurance in the marketplace, reach out to Frank Fuss. The easiest way to do this is go to buybuyinsurancehere.com. If you're in between jobs, maybe your boss does not offer insurance, or you're self-employed, this is how you do this. Frank helps you, and it's free of charge. Buyinsurancehere.com. He helps you get signed up for insurance in the marketplace, or Obamacare, as it's sometimes known, healthcare.gov. Be thinking of the asshole of the day, friends. Thank you to Catholic Charities West Michigan. If you are interested in becoming a foster parent, and I am, you may be too. Perhaps you're a husband and wife team who are empty nesters, and you'd love to invite a young person into your home who is in a horrible situation because mom and dad cannot offer the care, or something bad has happened. Again, this happens. One of the quickest ways to get the young person back with their mom and dad, or to provide them the stability that they need to become productive adults, is by having a family network of support. If you feel that urge that you would like to learn more about this, I would love you to reach out to Bernadette Joyce. She is the one who was behind all of this over at Catholic Charities West Michigan. The first step is by reaching out 616-915-4695, or you can email Bernadette at bjoyce@ccwestmi.org. That's the letter B, J-O-Y-C-E, at ccwestmi.org. Murder lover Linda says, easy, you need to see Becoming Led Zeppelin. Oh, I remember that one came out. That looked excellent. That was another documentary that I looked at and said, oh my God, I can't wait to watch that. And then, didn't watch anything. Go figure. Kuiper Tree Care will get rid of your fallen trees in your yard. They'll remove your unwanted past their prime trees. They'll grind the stumps, they'll trim your trees, and they will assess if your trees are sick, damaged, or needing to come down. They have three certified arborists at Kuiper Tree Care. This isn't like Chuck in a truck who flies in this jalopy into your front yard, into your driveway, leaking oil all over the place, and then drops the tree on your neighbor's house. These are pros. Call or text 616-828-8225. Time is running short for Oakland Auto Detail. I reached out to Eric Powie. I said, hey, because we traded. He gave me the ceramic coating inside and out cleaning of Pooh Bear's car. I gave him 2 months of marketing. It ends on the 17th. I said, hey, dude, your marketing's ending. You want to pay for it now? And he goes, you won't believe what happened. I go, what? He goes, all of my posts on Facebook go viral now of me and, you know, those videos I make after I, you know, before and after of cleaning a car. That's what people watch when they go to bed, is things being restored. 99.9% of Americans watch restoration videos. Last night, I was watching mountain rug cleaning. Different night, I'll watch Tim the Lawnmower Man or Ticey Tube taking rust off of an old sword or some shit. You can include Oakland Auto Detail in that. He goes, I'm getting my marketing as, or my videos have blown up and I can't, I have so much, I have work for the next 5 years, he says. So thank you if you followed Oakland Auto Detail. Reach out to those folks if you want your vehicle cleaned inside and out, I should say, 616-510-3470. Love that story. Follow them on Facebook. He's restoring a 2002 Cavalier. And it looks just awesome. A Cavalier. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, easy, watch The Repair Shop on Prime. One of my new faves is Guy Who Gets Old Car. And then he takes it apart and all he has is like everything removed. It's just the body. Like he's got like some old Mustang, like 1969 Mustang. And then he puts it on a hoist and he dips it in like acid. And then he pulls it out and it's all the paint and all the rust is gone. It's like perfect. What the fuck? Man Bun Chris says, my favorite is Guy Who Goes to Lawns That Are Super Long and Nasty and Cleans It Up. Yeah, that's what Tim the Lawnmower Man does. I'm always afraid for him when he goes there. Somebody's going to get offended that he wants to cut their lawn and they're going to like shoot him in the face. I watch those too. And then he does them on high speed. Oh, it's so great. Before I get to the asshole of the day, we have racing this weekend at Berlin. It's the finale. I'll be there and I want you to be there. Get your tickets at berlinraceway.com. They're $15 up till Friday at 11:59 p.m. After that, they go up $5. The parking is free. 15 and under is free. The beer is cheap. The chicks are hot and loose. berlinraceway.com. I'll be doing another edition of Uninformed Race Announcer from the broadcast booth. PA work out into the crowd. It's so embarrassing. I have to announce the race, and I don't even know who these people are. It's the worst thing you're ever going to hear. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, remember the guy who found the corpse in the car that one time? Yeah, he's sitting there doing that. Oh, yeah, I'm going to cut the lawn. And there's like a car with grass, you know, growing up it, you know. And there's a dead guy in it. My God. Our asshole of the day today is someone who I didn't even have any intention of talking about, but we kind of did. And it's the train stabber, you know? That guy's got to be the asshole of the day. I guess honorable mention could be this judge who, I guess, let him out. There you go. Your asshole of the day is train stabber. Screw that guy. It's moments like that that I wish that our legal system was a little bit more medieval. You know how, like, I've talked about this before, like in Iraq, when they said, all right, Saddam Hussein, yeah, you're guilty. And then they just took him out back and hung him. There's no appeal. You just kill the guy. That's my time on this show. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you so much. Join me on Patreon a little bit later on, where I will be doing more podcasts. And we have a Big Fraud Wednesday today, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern time. Thanks again. See you, folks. Bye-bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.